This is the Don and Mike Show.
How can I ever repay you?
Well, the reward would be good. There is some damage to my car. It's a high-performance machine, so I had to fill it with premium.
Would you like for me to take your pants off instead?
Gee, let me think. Sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sure, boy. They are bananas. Don and Mike.
Is everybody happy?
I think so.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Everybody can suck it.
Right. Oh, get out of the pool.
I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
What about the vagina?
Exactly.
Bum, bum, bum. We're moving in stereo.
Phoebe.
Life's the same as you. Shaking like trembling.
We'll do our Blackberry thing tomorrow.
Running late.
Yes, Ash.
And tomorrow we have.
All right. Now, it's Scott's shelf night.
I don't even know why I bother to say this because it always ends up with egg on our face. Tentatively scheduled to appear on tomorrow's show, Larry Flint and Michael Moore.
Wow.
Both of them in one show.
I hope Michael Moore shows up because I went and saw his movie today.
Well, I hope he does too, Mike, because you spent 90 minutes out of your life seeing a movie.
2 hours.
2 hours?
Yes.
It's 2 hours you'll never get back.
Technically, 4 hours.
Why?
Two hours.
Watch it twice?
2 hours to 2 hours to watch the movie, hour to get down there, hour to get back.
I hope they're phoners because we only have one handicapped space out there.
So we'll have both those guys on tomorrow. The movie Sicko, which you did go to a screening of today.
Yes, I did.
You loved it, right?
Phenomenal. Oh, I mean, really, I mean, I've loved all of his movies. This is the best. I've read that. I read that before I saw it. But this is the best of all of them. This is the one that I think one of the things I read about the movie, it's not as much all about him. And he really lets all the people that are in the movie do the talking.
It's really nonpartisan, isn't it?
It's nonpartisan. Oh yeah, it's very nonpartisan.
It's not an indictment on Bush 100%.
You know,
is it?
He takes a little shot. He actually at one point, you know, gives Hillary her props, and then you know, shortly thereafter takes those props right away from Hillary. You know, there's a little Bush in there. There's a little Nixon.
There's a little Bush in there.
Oh, fantastic, right, boy!
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, it was moving. And that is the first Michael Moore movie I've seen. They always make a little statement, but this is the first one that stayed with me as soon as even after I walked out of the movie. Hmm. It was truly amazing, and I think that everybody that watches it, it gives you really, it educates you. It actually gives you a little perspective on what's so effed up about our health care in this country. And you say to yourself as you walk out the movie, why? Why not? Why not us? Why can't we have a system like certain other places?
Like Cuba.
You know? And,
yeah. I mean, as weird as it sounds, Cuba has
amazing. I mean,
amazing health care.
Truly amazing. Uh-huh. And you know, I'm not going to spoil the movie for anybody, but you have to see what happens with the whole Cuba thing because it's just it's the best thing I've ever seen him do, and I've gone hot and cold on him over the years.
Better than his internet porno, Mike.
Better, much better than his internet porno. Better than that little thing he did on Scat Lover. It's truly, truly amazing. And really, I came out of the movie. Very few movies affect me like this, other than Rudy. No, and to walk out and just because you have a feeling when you see this movie that it could be better, that a lot of things could be better. And I've seen Bowling for Columbine, and I've also seen...
You mean things could be better in the world, not in the movie, right?
Things could be better in the world, in America, but really more or less in this country. The rap that Michael Moore gets is that Michael Moore is, you know, down on this country. And I don't think that Michael Moore is down on this country. I think he wants to make this country better. I really do believe that.
I think Michael Moore is down on the bottom, buddy.
Hey, he's lost weight, though, since he made the movie.
Really?
That's what I hear.
I saw him on The View today, and I would say that whatever he lost, he's put back on.
Oh, really?
Going over to Cannes?
Well, this is the best movie that I've
Going to
he's
the
made.
Cannes?
The Cannes.
Yeah. He had a thing out in the press last week. He said his secret to losing weight is getting enough sleep.
That's mine too.
That's what he said.
Mine too.
And I've been sleeping more and more, and it's just
not working
off.
Out for you.
Well, I hope we have him on the show because I really love the movie.
He's guaranteed. Larry Flint is health is the only thing that's the sticking point with LF.
Even he's on the bubble.
That's right.
right. I'm on the bubble.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, and in her blog today, Rosie O'Donnell is continuing to say that she's going to meet with the producers of The Price is Right and that she's going to get the job. She wants it.
That's crap.
It's her favorite show.
That's bad.
Bob Barker, as we mentioned yesterday, made the mistake of, during the euphoria of winning an Emmy and getting a sign-off, they said, what do you think about Rosie taking over? And he said, yeah, sure. So that that's like an endorsement from Bob Barker.
Anyone who is brokenhearted as I am, be in touch. I have 40 episodes stored in my TiVo of Bob Barker doing The Price
Well,
is
that
right.
means the whole show will be completely transformed.
Yeah, it's done.
It'll never be the same.
And that really is.
But it never would have been anyway with any host they would have gotten.
It could have been close with Mark Price. Not Mark Price.
Dave Price.
Now I'm saying what you said.
Ah, we all say that.
Let me see. Also on her blog today, on Rosie's blog, say that if she gets the job that she'll have male spokesmodels along with Barker's beauties.
Why? Because she's doing that Tom Cruise thing again.
Yeah, why is
she going to have the male? Wouldn't you think she'd have the ladies? She'd keep Barker's beauties just with shorter haircuts.
On Sunday night, when she was on stage at a Cyndi Lauper show, she said, here's a quote from her. We have the audio, but it's that MP3 thing where you can't really understand her. She's on stage with Cyndi Lauper, and she says, it's a quote, I hated working on The View. I got to tell you, I've been hanging around with those hetero bitches for a year, and it's no fun. Turn around 1 minute, and they stab you in the back with a high heel.
Ooh.
They will, those bitches.
Wow, Rosie. Rosie a little bipolar.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Gotten uglier.
And then there's the other thing that caught my eye today was nothing to do with Rosie O'Donnell, was about the story that NBC is courting Jon Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bear with me on this. If you read the Letterman book about Letterman and Leno, and if you watch the HBO show, Johnny Carson gets pushed out of the Tonight Show. They go to Letterman and they say, you've got the job, but you've got it in a year. And Letterman says, okay, it's my job in a year. And somebody says to Letterman, yeah, unless Jay Leno does really great, at which point you're not going to get the job.
Right.
And as it turns out, Letterman went to CBS, Leno went to ABC. About a year ago, they announced they're pushing out Jay Leno so that Conan O'Brien can get his job in about a year and a half.
Right.
Well, now the report is maybe they're going to stick with Jay Leno. Mm-hmm. And if they stick with Jay Leno, they got to pay Conan O'Brien $40 million for not putting him in the 12:30 slot. And in the midst of all of this, NBC is now talking to Jon Stewart just in case they lose Conan O'Brien and they keep Jay Leno.
So conceivably could NBC have Leno, Conan O'Brien, and Jon Stewart, or is that impossible?
The scenario that I was reading said NBC will end up with two out of the three.
Right.
And what I didn't remember at all
is, does Leno want to leave?
Leno is getting the feeling that pushing him out the door, and his numbers are good enough from what I was reading that he's digging his heels a little bit, saying, why are you kicking me out?
I mean, because Leno is the workaholic. I mean, if there's one thing, I would imagine that show still is his whole life.
I was very surprised when it said Jay Leno was going to quit, because that's all the friggin' guy does is work.
Yeah.
And then I didn't remember this. I was reading something. At some point, did Jon Stewart have a show that was on after Letterman on CBS?
I don't think so.
I think that's
we
what
We just
I,
said that at the we exact did. Same time.
Buggy.
I think I read somewhere that they replaced, or hold on, maybe it was the fact that when Tom Snyder left, they replaced Tom Snyder with Craig Kilborn.
Right.
Jon Stewart took Craig Kilborn's job at The Daily
That's
Show.
Right. Isn't Craig Kilborn also, isn't that name being thrown around a little bit too?
Oh, now that I've not heard.
I haven't heard anything about him in years.
I think he might be gone.
Let me throw in a couple other wrinkles. Talk in show business that NBC wants to do more with Jon Stewart than just late night. They're thinking about him. They've talked with him and his agent about late night, but also about some prime time stuff, apparently. And we've also heard that Jon Stewart is really more interested in replacing Letterman than Leno.
Really?
Yeah, that's a new wrinkle.
And NBC, here we go. Now I printed it out. NBC says what they want, or behind the scenes they're saying they want a Conan O'Brien, Jon Stewart ticket. Conan at 11:30, Jon Stewart at 12:30.
But it wouldn't surprise me that Jon Stewart would want to do the letter because he is the New Yorker.
Sure. Yeah.
Probably likes the whole, I think he loves New York.
And wants 11:30, not 12:30.
Then
sure.
Today in broadcasting and cable, which is another industry magazine,
right.
They say NBC is having second thoughts about Jay Leno's retirement because his numbers are so good.
Right.
And they're actually now at this point having meetings saying, can we make more with Jay Leno? And is it worth it to pay Conan O'Brien $40 million to let him go somewhere else?
Right.
What Buzz says makes sense. Do you remember the Emmy Awards after Johnny Carson died?
No.
And Letterman came out and did a long, long piece about him.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after, Jon Stewart won an Emmy and did a really long piece about how Letterman is the Carson to his generation.
Right.
To a point where, like, Letterman was embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that probably makes a lot of sense.
I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
How long will Dave be doing it, though? I mean, I would think he could do it as long as he wants.
I think he's probably going to quit as soon as he outlasts Leno.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
After Leno's gone.
Right. And it probably is pissing Letterman off because he signed a contract recently that he would stay on, and now Leno's got the noise that he's going to be staying.
I don't know. I might stay. I'm sure.
And Anthony Michael Hall is lined up to play the Riddler in the new Batman movie.
Oh.
I don't know if you've seen the pictures of Heath Ledger. Am I losing you on this, Mike?
What's that?
With Batman?
I wasn't listening.
I know you weren't.
Okay.
That's why I said, am I losing you?
No, you're not losing me.
And I had lost you.
You'd completely lost me on that. Yes.
Well,
Heath Ledger is playing what?
He is playing Monopoly.
Monopoly, that's right.
Which do you think, never mind, you don't care about this.
Okay.
Last thing I'll ask you. You have
Letterman.
You have a high-def DVD player.
Yes, I do.
Someone who really likes you must have gotten that for you.
Yes.
Way back when they were really super expensive.
Clearly.
Yes.
You know that there's a whole thing with high-def DVD versus Blu-ray.
Right.
Much like Betamax versus VHS.
Mm-hmm. The one I have can play both.
Who do you think, whoever gave that to you must really think you're special.
Or your site, then. Yes.
Which do you think?
You're absolutely right.
Which format do you think is winning right now? HD, DVD, or Blu-ray?
I would say Blu-ray because you see more Blu-ray product when you go into a place like Best Buy.
Huh.
See, I think that too. But then I think no, because the Blu-ray player costs like $800.
Right.
The other one's about half that price. But you are correct, sir, that it's Blu-ray.
But the HD
that is kicking ass.
Some of the HDs that I put in the HD DVD player freeze.
Yeah,
they freeze, yeah. And that is not uncommon with those machines that they actually freeze up on you. It plays regular DVDs. And I think they look better in the HD machine.
And the big news, not that anybody goes to Blockbuster all the time for the movies,
right.
But is that Blockbuster announced yesterday, I think it is, that they're going to carry high-def DVDs at Blockbuster, but only the Blu-ray format. They're not going to carry HD DVD at Blockbuster.
I hope that, it's a technology like everything else that I think everybody ought to wait a little bit and let it let them get it right and see what happens with that.
Stop buying discs.
Buzz, which one is the porn industry grabbing onto?
Well, initially it was HD DVD, and everybody thought that because porn had latched onto that format, that HD DVD would win. But
isn't this a little bit like Beta and VHS?
Very
yeah, very much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think porn would go with Blu-ray if they spelled it B-L-E-W.
Blu-ray.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what would Peter North say?
He would say, thank you. And so would the lady.
The lady.
The lady.
Hey, the lady.
The lady. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Hi.
It's the lady. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
We never got done playing the dentist tapes today.
I'm all right with that.
I'm just bluffing you.
My God.
Stand by for the news. How can you be all right with that, Buzz?
I don't know.
Stand up for yourself, for God's sakes.
Buzz will be on shortly.
And you can hear the typical big movement.
And what else?
And I will get back with you shortly.
Shortly.
Stand by for anything except that tape.
Ah,
when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.